You are now listening to TBL on silverandblackpride.com.
This play used to be run with 100 rugs, and we got Darren Waller on the choice route, Hunter Renfrow on the shallow. But I want you guys to watch Tyrann Mathieu here, okay?
God, you see the ball is out here. He's breaking on the ball. I think if he got a little closer.
Everybody, we are back. It is Taped On Live, your favorite Raiders podcast, favorite Raiders channel, favorite Raiders everything. We are back. You guys already know what to do. Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button if you like it. Hit the dislike button if you dislike it. Leave a comment if you like it. Leave a comment if you don't like it. Appreciate all the support for the last lot of draft stuff that we've been doing. Christian Watson's been running up some numbers. It's a lot of good stuff that we've been doing on here, and as well as the last Senior Bowl, live session we did while we're out in Mobile, right? And then, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Got Matt Holder, M Holder 95, me at the Mark John NFL, and of course, enter promo code TDL at manscaped.com, 20% off plus free shipping. All right. So today we're doing some draft talk for today's episode. We're going to basically focus on draft wide receivers, which is a position of need for the Raiders, especially big with time. Big time, right? So we're going to be deep diving into everything wide receivers, which ones you like, which ones we think fit, which ones we don't like, which ones you don't think fit. I've gotten through most of them. I've got through more than Matt has. I've gotten through about 12 of these guys. So, basically the top 12. I guess somebody else might sneak in there, maybe from like a combine or something, but I doubt it. Let me ask you this, Matt. What is your thoughts on the class overall so far?
I think one of the biggest things or one of the best things from the Raiders perspective about this class is it's one, deep, and two, there's a lot of guys that can run, which is the two things that the Raiders need. They need depth at the wide receiver position. They rolled with four, I think, for most of the season. So they need multiple guys, and two, they need somebody that can take the top off. We've talked about that, since October so I think that's going to work out in the Raiders' favor. And there's guys out there that are tall and can run too. So, Plenty of talent in the position group. I'm excited to see what they end up doing because I think they can wait. But I would like to see them nab one of these guys in the first round that we're about to talk about. So,
yeah, I think this class is deep, but I don't know how top heavy it is. For so far, just from my grades, I got one guy with a high first round grade that I would say could probably go top 10. London, I would finish. I expect London to be up there it's Treylon Burks, but I expect London to be up there because I thought his tape was really impressive too when I watched him versus Oregon. But I want to do more deep diving on him before I just kind of just say, you're this guy. I think a lot of the other guys, they have at least one big issue. Right. There's not the last couple drafts that we had where we had some serious dynamic players that were coming out that would go top five or go top 10. I don't know if any of these guys are going to go top 10, but I think some of them, maybe four or five of them might go first round at the back end. But I don't know it's just weird class, man. It's just weird to me. It's not dynamic, I guess I want to say. It's not a dynamic.
It's a weird draft overall. Very weird. Seems like a lot of the case we keep saying, there's depth, but not a whole lot of talent at the top, which is kind of nice to have a 22nd pick when you're picking in a draft like this. But I was just going to ask you, you're saying Burks is your top guy?
Yeah, so far right now. I guess I've gone through 12 guys. But he's my top guy, mostly because I feel like he's probably the most complete one overall. And he has the most talent. I think he's probably the most talented, but he also is the most complete one. And, I don't have to worry about his hands as much. I don't have to worry about him beating press. And I know maybe he's not the greatest, smoothest route runner because his size, but he's a pretty good route runner for how big he is. And that's probably why I would stick with Burks up at the top, because I just feel like that if I'm betting on some of these guys to actually hit a ceiling where he could be a number one superstar wide receiver, I'm betting on him.
That's the guy. He just checks more boxes, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he checks more boxes. And, you know, I feel like his best games were against the best competition that he could face. Like, his Alabama game was ridiculous. Yeah, he had a great game against Bama. Yeah, he had a great game, right? And that's the best competition, you know. And I guess it's kind of how I changed looking at prospects a little bit. I've been watching mostly these guys against best competition. Like, I didn't watch Olive and Wilson against Akron. So
it's good tape, man. It's good tape.
They're
cooking all those corners. They're about to be accountants and salesmen.
I know, man. The scouting assistant that's going to join them and they get drafted. The scouting assistant over there at Akron. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that he just has he's the most consistent one that I feel like I know I'm ready to get. And like, his ceiling is just super high. His ceiling is crazy high. So.
And I mean, the thing that I've liked about Treylon Burks, and granted, I haven't dived that much into him, but the guy's like, what, it's like 6'3", like 230, and he can run after the catch. Like, usually a lot of the after the catch guys that you see in the NFL or that you see in college football are, you know, the littler guys that are kind of in the slot. He's a guy that is not only can run by people and kind of make people miss, but he'll also lower his shoulder and run you over too. I mean, he's what do you measure? Was he at? Is he 230 or is he 225?
225. He's 25 right now.
Which is huge.
Man. He's big. And what's interesting about him is that he plays in primarily in the slot, which I thought was interesting.
I am curious though, how was his long speed though? I feel like that's one of the problems being that size and that kind of like that might not fit his profile. Is he gonna be a guy that can win deep on deep routes?
To me, on tape, that's what he looked like, a 4.4 guy. Like, maybe not low 4.4s, but probably like 4.47. And at that height and that weight, that's pretty damn good. And because he was running past people, you know, when you're getting separation, especially like I said, against the Bama wide receiver, best of Bama corners, you know, I mean, those guys, we all know they're probably some 5-star freak athletes or 4-star freak athletes over there, right? Playing corner, or they wouldn't be there, right? So him beating those guys against press and getting over the top of them. I mean, he's got some speed and you can see it like when he's running and you can see he's got some good wiggle. He's got a good bend in his hips for being that height. That's why I really like him. He just a lot of things that you can like about him because he's basically the same size as DK Metcalf. He's not as fast as DK Metcalf, of course.
Yeah.
But just being like a 4.47 guy, 6'3", 225, that can bend your hips and run more routes than I think he's given credit for. I think a lot of people just want to be like, well, I got to find something wrong with him, so I'm going to say he can't run routes because it's just easy to say. But I'm not saying he's perfect or anything like that, but I just
for
these guys, he's the ceiling is just out the roof.
Yeah. Through the roof. So, and I know like going into the summer, like that was one of the knocks on him was like he only lined up in the slot, like was only like off the scrimmage, only off the line of scrimmage, and they put him in motion a lot to kind of, you know, I don't know if he necessarily had issues beating press, but at least to like kind of take that off the table, mitigate that if it was. So I'm curious, did he beat press? Did he show more of that as a senior as from what you were watching?
Yeah, against Alabama, he was lined up outside and he was beating press. There's a couple of plays where he was able to get deep in that game and make some good catches, and he was beating press straight up, you know, good release. And you know, even when they were pressing, he was able to get some separation when he had some comeback routes. So I really really liked what I saw from him beating press, because that's what I feel like is the problem with like every other wide receiver I watch almost. So
and that is the thing too. Like that's one thing to like keep in mind with like any of these dudes, especially the speed receivers, is they haven't really been taught how to beat press that much, because most defensive coordinators at the college level aren't going to have the confidence in their defensive backs to. Mm-hmm. Put them in the press coverage. So a lot of guys are behind in that. So it was interesting, but it is awesome to hear that he's actually gotten better at that. But now I'm curious though, you said he was your only guy that you have a high grade on, like a top 10 grade on. And I mean, I have seen him get mocked to the 20s. So you think he's going to be around in the 20s or?
I don't think so, because I think the main guy that we want to look at is Daniel Jeremiah, who has him at 11. He's the NFL guy. So he was the first wide receiver that he has on his board, right? It's Treylon Burks. Right. And I think that there's something to that. We'll see, though. I know a lot of the mock drafts have him late, but if he's at 22, man, if he falls 22, man, I'm turning the card like, because one of the Raiders need another slot. And if he could do both, and there's so many things you could do with him, man, that would be awesome. So,
and that's I mean, that's kind of the Patriot way, right? To get those guys that are the Swiss Army knives, maybe not great at one thing, but the guys that you can put in multiple spots and run that Earnhardt Perkins type of offense.
Yeah, man, he's type of receiver. I mean, if he fell to like 19, I'd think about trading up, just getting moving up to 19 and taking him, because I think that he could, you know, just take this team to like the next level, especially with how they work in the slot. And that's what he does. I mean, that's what he's like the prototypical big slot that you want, right? Yeah. And that's what the Raiders need with the offense that they run. They got the little slot, then they get the big slot, Chris Hogan type of guy who's actually just a big freak. Like, don't let him fall to 22. I would be terrific, but I don't see that happening. I think the combine is going to end that, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm interested to see what his times are. I'm interested to see what he runs. And you know, you bring up the DK Metcalf, so I am curious what to see. I think he's got better change of direction than DK did. So I'm curious to see now what he's going to do in the three-count and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, what about you? What are some of the favorite wide receivers that you watch, or maybe some of the fits?
Yeah. So kind of, we were kind of talking about it a little bit. I've been spending a little more time on more of the mid-round guys, just because like Treylon Burks, like he's a guy that I'm like, it's kind of on my list, but I'm also in the same boat of, I don't know if he's going to be around at 22 to make it even worth my time to watch him. But my top guy right now that I've watched, probably gonna be Chris Olave. I know you talked about him just a second ago, but I mean, he's a guy that I think can replace Henry Ruggs' speed. He's probably going to run. I would think he's going to run in the 4.3s again. Obviously Henry was 4.22 or whatever he was in 4.27. Mm-hmm. Never really going to find a guy like that. Those guys are rare, but I mean, I think he's going to be kind of the next closest thing. He can win deep. And he's a pretty damn good route runner too. He was one of the guys that I've watched so far. He's was kind of by far the best route runner, which was impressive because a lot of those speed guys take a while to get in and out of their cuts, but he was actually pretty decent at it or better than a lot of the other guys that I watched. So again, another guy that you can fill that need to, as someone who can take the top off the defense and still create routes and create havoc in the intermediate areas. After the catch, I mean, he's got good vision and can run. Don't really like him with as much wiggle. You know, he's not a guy that I felt like was going to make guys miss. But again, with that kind of speed, you're going to break some angles, I should say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the kind of the biggest thing. I don't know if he, like you're talking about, if they want another guy that can be in the slot. I don't think he did it that much in college. And he didn't run like an NFL slot route tree. You know what I mean? Where he's like running a lot of whip routes and that kind of stuff in the short area. So that'd be one of the biggest drawbacks, I feel like, with him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, with Chris Olave, you know, he is a good route runner. He's a good route runner. Definitely has a lot of speed. You can tell he has a lot of acceleration. He's quick in and out of his breaks, you know, especially when, you know, against off coverage. Because my problem with him is his release against press is which I'm probably going to bring up with, like, all these guys. It's kind of weird. But he's the same way, because he's not the same route runner against press as he is against off. He's basically so unguardable, basically, especially with the speed. And, you know, if he can get up on you and he can stop really quick, he'll also take you off the top and get over top of you. I thought he has good hands too. I thought he's a good catcher of the football.
Yeah.
So I really like that about him. I thought he was intriguing. You know, it's just more about the release, if he's going to play outside, right? Because that's my thing. If these guys, they play outside, they have to be able to beat press coverage. And, you know, this team has been struggling and trying to find somebody that can beat press coverage in the red zone. That's what you want to see. So that's my thing with, like, some of these rookies. And you brought it up, like, yeah, you can get better at that for sure, right? And that's awesome. I know you can. I've seen, like, Davante Adams do it. Davante Adams, that'd be right, like he used to. But, I mean, do the Raiders have time for that? That's kind of
that's the big question. That's a big question.
Do I have time to have you, you know, figure out how to beat press? And in year two, year three, you're doing that. That's kind of my thing with these wide receivers a little bit. But I really like Olave too. And that's somebody that, you know, if the Raiders took him at 22, I wouldn't be too upset about. So,
yeah. And I mean, I know, like, and you kind of, and him against press, like, he's definitely gotten better as the years have gone on, which is good to see. But yeah, there are still too many instances where, like, he's just getting widened to the sideline, just doesn't have the strength to kind of really fight back against those physical corners. That kind of worries me. But you kind of brought up my biggest concern with him, which is just being able to score in the red zone. You know, one of his biggest part of his games is he's the speed threat that can make you feel his speed, that can break and snap the route off. But when you're in the short confined area, no one's going to worry about getting beat deep anymore. And, like, he's not a guy that's really going to be able to body people up.
Yeah.
But again, that's kind of where his quickness and his separation goes. I was watching a video the other day where he turned like a sold like a back shoulder fade and snapped it off and it went out in the red zone. But Yeah, I mean, that it'll be interesting to see what they'd be able to do and how they'd be able to kind of work him into the red zone game plan, but it would definitely take some more thought versus a guy like Treylon Burks, who 6'3", 225, can body guys up a little bit and kind of do whatever he needs to do to get up and play a little more basketball on grass, whereas with Olave, it needs to be a little bit more structured to help get him open.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because the Penn State guys were locking them up, man, him and Wilson, a little bit. I thought they were kind of pushing them around, beating them up a little bit at the line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of – that's when my concerns were raised a little bit. All right, we'll take a little commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
Did you just shave your balls and beehole?
Isn't it time you got your smooth back? Get the Lawnmower 4.0 from manscaped.com.
Makes me laugh every time.
I don't think I'd seen that one before. That one was took me by surprise for a second. What an opening line. My pickup lines were never that good.
All right. So let's keep this going. I know a fan favorite people want to talk about. I got a lot of questions about it. It was Jahan Dotson. So, you know, let's talk about Dotson a little bit before we get to some of these other guys. Have you watched Dotson, and what are your thoughts on him going?
Dotson to me was kind of like a lesser, or like almost like a, I hate using this phrase because it's going to sound like I'm more down on him than I am, but almost like a poor man's Olave, where it's like he did a lot of the similar things. I just thought Olave was better at them.
Okay. You know,
Dotson, I think for me, I thought he was good on his ends. He could, decent using a speed cut in the intermediate route. Obviously can fly, can take the top off the defense too. But again, another guy that I thought lacked some wiggle after the catch to make things happen, didn't have that second burst that Olave has. So that's kind of where I'm worried about him, is I feel like his route tree is very confined to at least 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. The other problem that I had with him was on his outs and his curls, the guy likes to drift and like turn routes that should be like 10 yards into like 12 yards, which, as you know, as the quarterback guy, that's going to be your worst enemy for pick six.
That's it. I agree. I saw those things too, man, with Dotson. And see, I question whether he could play outside too. And I think it's worse than Olive, right? I think it's worse than Olive, right? I think Olive can figure it out. I mean, but Dotson, his releases are just kind of not even close to where you need it to be for you to be able to play outside in the NFL right now. Yeah. So to me, he is a slot receiver. And he's 5'11", 184. It makes sense for him to move inside and be a slot receiver. He's actually pretty good at finding zones and finding holes in zone coverage and making himself available to the quarterback like a good slot receiver does. And I think he's had some things on tape where he's running some whip routes. He's running those type of slot routes, and he did pretty good. Even against like Roger McCurry, he got McCurry a couple times, but you know his quarterback's terrible, like overthrown by like 5 yards. But even like a whip route, I'm like, come on, bro, it's like he's just
throw to him.
Yes, it's awesome to him. So I think that he is a perfect fit for if the Raiders needed somebody else to decide to draft that guy for him to come in and play, because I don't know if he's ever going to be able to play outside. Just the way, I mean, this is a play I think I posted on Twitter today against Ohio State. The dude pushed him out of bounds against press. Just threw him out of, like, you know what I'm saying? I think it was number 28. I have no idea who that guy is. Number 28 for Ohio State. But he bullied him the whole game. You know, I was talking about Olive and Wilson. I mean, they won a couple times, right? They were getting bullied a little bit. But yeah, Dotson was getting bullied. He had no chance in that game unless he moved inside. And that kind of told me all that I needed to know about him. But he has good hands. He's smart. He's a good, I think he would be a premier slot receiver in the NFL. I think he's one of those guys. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the biggest difference between Olave and Watson versus press is Olave has the feet, Dotson doesn't. And that's the biggest problem. And that's the biggest difference to me that I noticed was like, I can work with a guy that can beat people with his feet, but has some questionable strength. I can put him in the weight room and figure that out.
Yeah.
But the guy that is missing both, it makes it a little bit harder to bank on what you're saying. So I was thinking more of like a similar to along you, like we're going like a slot or like a Z receiver type of role where you can give him that extra yard to at least try and help him out a little bit against press coverage.
I do want to say, I mean, you mentioned his speed, right? And I don't know if you watched the Auburn game yet, but you know, Roger McCurry had no fear of his speed at all.
No. Yeah. Well, I also think Roger McCurry's got really good speed too.
Yeah. That's true. But that's true. But like, it was like the way I was watching it, like he had no fear of it though. And he just looked a little slower in that game because the whole Penn State team did because they're playing Auburn. So, you know, I kind of wonder, like, how fast is he? Because even when you put Olave on the field with some of the, you know, the other teams that they play, he still looks just as fast as he always did, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Dotson did not look very fast against Auburn with the faster players they have on the field. So I do want to question his long speed overall, because, I mean, if he has a combine, like, and he hits, like, he's 5'11", 184, and he runs, like, a 4'5", or high 4'4", it's not going to be good for him.
It's going to be trouble, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe because they were playing Auburn, Penn State grew out the grass a little bit more.
Maybe. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I can hear you on that part. But yeah, like I said, combine time. That's the instance where you're like sitting there, you're on the fringe about it. Where I feel like the combine can really help with a guy like that. See what he can run.
Yeah, I think it's gonna help me with a lot of these guys, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's talk to some other guys. There's some late round guys we can talk about. Who are some late round guys you checked out, Matt?
I don't know if he's late round anymore because I fall in love with this guy even more the more I love him. Christian Watson from North Dakota State, who I know we both loved at the Senior Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And I preface this because I might get crucified for this. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
And I know you said late round, but I'm at the point where I would not mind at all if the Raiders end up taking Christian Watson in the second round. I love the guy that much.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, I'm glad.
I agree with
that. And so now that I'm glad we're going to talk about the late round guys, I'm glad we're going to talk about the guy that we want them to take. We both want them to now take in the second. So smooth transition there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, put it like this, guy's 6'4" and was winning deep against top competition at the Senior Bowl. Like, again, those guys don't grow on trees. Like, you're not going to find many guys. And I mean, I sat there the whole week trying to figure out why the hell this guy was at North Dakota State. I mean, it's still an enigma. Like, it is wild. And you throw on his tape, like, it's pretty much everything you almost wanted to see. Like, if you watch that as a coach, like, and watched him not only just besides the passing game, his effort and run blocking, he's springing touchdowns.
I know, awesome.
And this guy can fly. Like, what more do you want from this guy? Like,
yeah. Oh man. Yeah. His tape was impressive. It was. You know, because I did a breakdown for the channel, and when I mentioned it, he reminded me of Will Fuller. I think he's Will Fuller because I don't think he can catch really well.
That is true. I don't think he's not a natural hands catcher.
Because he clapped one time, and I was like, oh my God. But and then it flashed me back to the Senior Bowl, and I remember a couple drops from the Senior Bowl too. Like a couple of them that just were here and there, right? That you maybe didn't notice because he's having such a great week, but he had a couple drops. And that's why I thought he was Will Fuller, because I don't know how fast he is. I have no idea. I mean, obviously those guys in FCS had no business running with him on the field. So, and then he goes out of the Senior Bowl and he's running past them. So if he's 6'4", 211, man, he runs a 4.3, bro. He's not going to go be there the second round. The effort, that's one thing. So if he's 6'4", he might run a 4.3 and he blocks like he's a tight end.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. I even put that. I mean, the Raiders might take him at 22 just because of all of that. Like that. I mean, effort. Go ahead.
To put it this way, you just described like Chase Claypool, who came from a higher profile school, who did fall to the second.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Chase Claypool's tape was not as good. I mean, Christian Watson just looks like he shouldn't even be playing with those guys. He's running past
them.
I know. But it's just funny watching it. Like, you like run past the guy, the guy's like 5 yards behind him. He's just...
He had one play where I think they gave it to him on like a pop pass or a jet sweep. And as soon as he touched the ball, it was legitimately like one of those moments. I'm like, what? Like, clearly did not belong in that field. Like, what are you doing there again?
And when I was bringing it down, I was like, because I showed some 2019 with him and Trey Lance. And I was thinking, like, how did you not pass the ball 800 times with these guys? I would have passed the ball every single time. They wouldn't have been able to stop you. I don't think so. I don't think they would have been able to stop if you just came out there and passed every single play.
Well, I think part of it too is North Dakota State just kind of has that like mentality of the offensive, like we're going to run a lot of QB power, we're going to run the ball. Like that was almost the frustrating part about his tape. Like you said, it's like, why is this guy not getting like double digit targets every single game at this level? He's clearly the best player on the field. And then you go look at the splits and it's like 75% runs. You're like, okay, well, now that makes more sense.
But, good Lord. Yeah. I mean, because he had 42 catches, 800 yards this year.
Yeah, well, he did miss like all of the playoffs except for the championship game. He got injured.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. But, all right, man. Some other guys I want to talk about. We're going to talk about Garrett Wilson. We're going to talk about him. I'm going to talk about Jalen Tolbert, too. Is anybody else really? And so we'll finish off. Let's talk about Jameson Williams, because I know you haven't watched him yet. I know that's somebody that a lot of Raiders fans know about, just because, you know, he got the fourth in the nation in passing yards this year, reception yards. And, you know, with him, with me, is he is basically like Henry Ruggs, but, you know, he doesn't have what I'm going to say here. I don't want to explain this. Like, I don't know. It's tough because he has great hands. Okay. He catches everything, right? Mm-hmm. Catches everything. And he's really fast. I don't know how fast he is, but he is fast. Okay. But I mean, he really doesn't really run great routes. His routes are okay. They're not great. They're okay. Right. He's not like, he's not going to like make you, he's not going to wiggle you. He doesn't have good releases. So that's why I call him he's kind of like Henry Ruggs. That's why Henry Ruggs was coming out, even though I think Henry Ruggs was a better route runner than him coming out.
Yeah. He's not as sudden.
He's not as sudden in and out of his breaks as much. And like that, a couple of the Florida game, I mean, he really didn't do anything because Elam just basically erased him. He was erased. Yeah. Right. And, you know, even when he's trying to beat press and trying to get past him, he just had no shot with him. So Williams is interesting to me. I wonder where he's going to go. Probably going to go high because he's really fast, but he could be somebody that's there at 22, and he's run the system before that the Raiders might, you know, pounce on just because of the speed and what he can do.
Here's the thing, too, though, is, and I know ACLs aren't that big of a deal anymore in with modern medicine, but, like, if your biggest trait is your speed and you're being able to run, and that's kind of what it sounds like from what you're talking about, that's what he got by on. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to be able to, how fast are you going to be the same player after the knee surgery, knee injury?
So wait. So backtrack. They both, Metchie and Williams?
I think so. Yeah. Sense. Yeah. Cause remember, if I remember correctly, Jameson Williams, like, tore his ACL in like the championship.
Oh, that is true, man. That is terrible.
Yeah. That was part of the reason why Bama couldn't move the ball. They didn't have both their wideouts.
Because yeah, Metchie, I think, is somebody that if Metchie's there in the second round, I think that, since his injury, I think he falls to the third because he's not explosive, right?
Gotcha.
But he's probably, I think, between him and Wilson are the best route runners in this draft. And I would go Metchie over Wilson just because he could beat press. And I've watched him do it. Like, him versus McCreary was like a battle, but he won some of them, right? And so I think if he falls to the third or something like that, the Raiders are going to take him. I mean, we are the Patriots, basically. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Raiders are going to take West. Him. Patriots West, right? I think somebody that would take him. But I think Williams is interesting. I just wonder where he's going to go because he's going to murder the combine. So,
he's not going to participate, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's taking him. He's at first, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's a... And I feel like that's going to, like, kind of screw him, like you're talking about. One, like we just said, like, there's the question of doubt of, like, okay, this guy's best element was his speed. Is he going to be able to get back there and get all the way back there to be able to be effective? And then two, he's probably a guy that would have crushed it in all the drills, or at least the 40-yard dash, and now he doesn't get that opportunity. So, I mean, as far as him being available, like some of the guys we talked about before at the beginning of the show, like, I think he'll be there. I mean, I think it's just a matter of, do you want to take this risk with this guy that's injured and might not be the same player that when he comes back? And again, I mean, ACLs aren't as big of an issue. We've seen plenty of guys come back from it nowadays. So who knows, but it is the risk and the gamble you'd have to take with taking a guy that's coming off an injury. That's was late in the year too. In January, it was only a little bit more than a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
Probably not going to be ready for camp. I would imagine.
Metchie has a bit better chance to be ready for camp than he does, for sure.
Yeah.
Couple of things before we get out of here. Jalen Tolbert, your thoughts. I know you like Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, big Jalen Tolbert fan. Unfortunately, Christian Watson has kind of replaced him as my, like, small school guy that I like the most. But, I mean, yeah. Jalen Tolbert, another really good dude who can win down the field, and a dude who can has a good enough route runner. Pressed at the Senior Bowl, did exactly what I had hoped he'd do, proved he can hold up against top competition. like his ball tracking. Definitely a better hands catcher than Watson is. Pretty natural hands and all that good stuff. Sure. Could snag the ball out. But yeah.
I was really impressed with his tape, man. I was really impressed with it. You know, on tape, his release sometimes needed work, but I mean, at the Senior Bowl, he did really well. So I was like, okay, so I know you can do it because you went to the Senior Bowl, and you proved it, which is great about the Senior Bowl, which are my favorite things.
Yeah.
Right. He went there and he proved that he'd do it. But man, I mean, the ball is in the air. Jalen Torbert's going to catch that ball. And he's big too. He's athletic. I think he sneaks into the first. And that's what I'm saying. That's another guy that the Raiders might take at 22. I think he has a chance to sneak into the first round. People are already high on him, right? He's already got a lot of buzz. And he didn't prove that he wouldn't prove himself at the Senior Bowl because he's probably the second best wide receiver besides Watson, right? And
he's definitely up there. Well, I'd say I'd probably put Calvin Austin between those two. Somewhere between those. But yeah, but he's a slot guy, yeah. But yeah, outside guy, yeah.
He'd kill everybody at the Senior Bowl. He's like Penny Hart. You remember Penny Hart? You remember that?
Vaguely.
Exactly. But he had an awesome Senior Bowl where he was killing people. Gotcha. Jalen Tolbert, I really was I was impressed with him, man. I really was. I mean, that's somebody that I like how he tracks the football. You know, you guys know me. I talk about tracking the football a lot. He will stack you, right? Stack you, track the football. And if it's underthrown, he's catching it anyways. But that's what I really like about him is that he can take the top off the defense. And if your quarterback misses, he can still catch it. So,
and let me tell you, he got very used to the quarterbacks missing at South Alabama.
I know.
There were some balls where he just, like, I don't know how he came down with them. He just, like, adjusted mid-route and goes, like, the other way into like, the other county to go to track these balls down. So, it is impressive. Like, I'm glad you brought that up because his ball tracking is one of the best guys in this class where, as we've seen before from one of our other friends, one of the other common subjects in this show has not been a it's kind of an interesting transition because the other guy that you talked about before was Romeo Doubs. Mm-hmm. Romeo Doubs kind of reminds me of Zay Jones, like questionable hands, mm-hmm. can win deep, pretty good athlete, can't track the ball to save his life, but he can fly a little bit.
Yeah. And then talk about quarterbacks. That's why, Bo Melton was such a hard evaluation for me, man, because his quarterback was god awful. And I don't know what, like, is he good? Maybe. And he had a decent Senior Bowl. And it's like, I don't know though, man.
He's one of those guys you've got to like watch the routes that like he doesn't get targeted on just to like convince yourself that like, I'm like, all right, can this guy do it? Is it really this bad? But Rutgers.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Any last thoughts, Matt, about any wide receivers? Any thoughts?
Not much, man. I mean, like I said, a lot of guys that can fly in this class, a lot of guys that I'm excited about. So looking forward to see how it all unfolds down in late April, early May.
All right. Perfect, man. Well, you guys already know what to do. You got to hit the subscribe button, right? Oh, that's the wrong button for me. Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button, guys. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We got all types of draft stuff for you. You know, check out Christian Watson. I got Wyatt up there versus Alabama. And I think I got Desmond Ridder versus Notre Dame. I mean, that's a broadcast one. That's okay. It's all right, guys. Don't worry about it. I got some All-22 of it if you really want to see it, if I can redo it for you. But, and then make sure you hit the promo code TDL at manscaped.com for 20% off. Plus free shipping. Follow us on Twitter at TheMarkJohn for me at MHolder95. Matt's been busting out all types of articles on Silver and Black Pride about all types of guys. Make sure you guys check out all those scouting reports that he's doing. Don't make his hard work go for nothing. All right. So it takes a lot. I was just saying, watching these guys and doing the notes, man, it takes a lot. It's not like watching all 22 in a week after the game. Like, this is a lot of stuff that we're doing. This draft stuff is crazy. All right. So we appreciate you guys listening, though. Any questions, leave it in the comments. Try to go through and answer any of your guys' questions about any prospects that you guys want to see or have thoughts about. And we're out. Peace.